From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Our lead today comes out of Minneapolis, where Episcopals are meeting to consider new church policies, and they find themselves in a crisis that may have more to do with politics than theology. At issue is how the church feels about gay issues, and specifically electing a gay bishop. Michael Paulson is in Minneapolis covering the story for the Boston Globe. Michael, tell us about the last 24 hours.
Well, the Episcopal bishops of the United States were all set to vote to confirm the first openly gay bishop in the Anglican Communion. But just as they were preparing to sit down and debate, two allegations were made against this bishop-elect, whose name is Gene Robinson. The first allegation is that he inappropriately touched a Vermont man at a Episcopal convention in New England some years ago. The second allegation is that an organization that he helped found, a support group for gay teenagers, that its website has a link to another website that includes sexually explicit material.
Is there time for you to get any sense of how the delegates and these 10,000 Episcopalians who are there, how they're reacting and how they feel about this?
Yeah, the convention is in complete turmoil. People are shocked. The church has committed itself to seriously investigating all allegations of misconduct. And in the wake of the Catholic crisis of the last year, that's become all the more important.
Boston Globe reporter Michael Paulson, thank you.
Thank you.